Kapitel besprochen, Perech Beis, Daf Kuf Ein Chet, and we're focusing on the difference between the two different Mahalchim in Bochum. The one we said is Achona for the other one. We're focusing, obviously, the one that Shachti, our generation, is the Bechina of Tzadik Veralo, that's Rebbe Akiva. Okay. Rebbe Akiva no doyrish v'no makayv. V'kach ma'alpeinu b'ine b'inyan zeh, ba'al avayris ha-kodesh, v'b'teyes kohanim v'abdu recha k'maycho. The ba'al avayris ha-kodesh, that is, v'teyes kohanim, explains pshat in v'abdu recha k'maycho, Rebbe Akiva oymeh zeh klal godol v'teyra. Rebbe Akiva says this pasuk is a klal godol v'teyra. What is despicable for you to your friend, don't do. I mean, don't do to other people what you don't want them to do to you. Because a person wants that those that love him, their love for him should be shalom. Lord Tikva's Gmul. That's when our love is not there for some reason. We're not loving somebody because we want to get something. Because somebody who's loving somebody because he wants to get something loves himself. I want something, so I love you. But what do I get? I get what I want. So the primary reason for the love is me.
Every love is me.
Every love that I want something is a love that's tolu b'dover. Then there's another species of love that's called tolu b'dover. Where I don't want to get anything out. No, I don't want love. I don't want anything. I want to give you what I can give you. I don't want to get anything. Whatever I get is a secondary benefit that I'm enormously grateful for, but I'm not loving you because I want anything. Which means even if I stop feeling loved by you, I will continue to love you because that's my choice to love you. And it's independent bechira choice and has nothing to do with what I'm getting back. It's called unconditional love in the modern world. It's a ava shel tolu b'dover. The Mishnah says there's a ava shel tolu b'dover. That's all about me. And then there's an ava shel tolu b'dover. That's the difference between giving and taking. I refer you all again to Rav Yeshayahu's Kuntres HaChesed in the Hebrew and in Strive for Truth, the discourse on loving kindness. The chapter with giving and taking, it's not shaykh to be a functional human being without learning that. It's not shaykh to be a human being, then I'm unfunctional. It's not shaykh to even breathe without understanding that to you. There's a lot of different definitions of love. There's a Rambam definition of Ben Yonah. Yeah.
But he says taking is love.
Taking could also be love. Yeah. We've discussed that, yeah. You have to know where to cut the cake. That's a whole sugar in the sun. We discussed it, you had left. I think even brought it up earlier on the concept of taking, whatever. But Pashtus is the Mishnah defines two types of love. A love should tolerate with over, a shame tolerate with over. Yeah, we're talking about the difference between a love that's about what I'm getting, therefore the love's all about me. And then there's a love that's not tolerant me getting anything, I choose to love. Why? Because that's what I choose to do. Lord, tikva's gmul. I have no hope of getting anything back from my love. Ki ish kazeh eini oev ki mesatzmai. Lo Yisrael, he doesn't love his friend. Keshem akavim meni tigmul avose. Because I want from you something in return for my love. Even if it's just that emotional thing of I feel nice. You make me feel good, so I love you. And if he stops making you feel good, then you stop loving him. So it was never about him, it was about you. Val zeh haderech tzarech shiete avose l'reyu. And that's the way our love has to be for our friend. In Bais Yudi, that's the basis of the sword, that relationship of Bais Yudi, because that's what marriage is. Marriage is a relationship where you choose to give to the other person with no expectation of getting anything back. How does Hashem relate to us? He loves us, irrespective of what we do. The basic the sword. The love that Hashem has for us is infinite. If it's not tolu on any dover. If Hashem will love us no matter what we do. Correct? That's how we have to love everybody else. Do you want to see that brought down in Pirush, in Torah, look at the Talmud of Torah. Tzemet Devorah is built on that yesod, of how we can imitate Hashem in these areas of unconditional love. It's a fascinating Musaf Sefer. Okay. Well, זה הדרך צריך שאתה בוא של רכב, אומר חזר רכב וראי אביך זה הקוש ברוך הוא. Who is your reyecho? The one in Shabbos? When it says, אל תלך למייך, who is reyecho? קוש ברוך הוא. וזה לעשה יש מעשהו, מייסה תוירה, מיצוס ודויסוס. That's to do his מייסים, that's the מייסה תוירה, the מיצוס ודויסוס. Well, דרך זה צריך להיות בסמוקם, that's the way to love Hashem. Hara ahoyiv hanisko laharchik lishnoi hadvorim vahavayrus shishnu nefesh amokim bochu. What's it say? Hara ahoyiv hanisko. Hara ahoyiv hanisko, sorry. The beloved friend that we mentioned is laharchik, is to distance and to hate the things and the avayrus that of course both who find despicable.
That bit's going up the bottom as well.
Beg your pardon?
Just
a lot of friends came back. Can I go to Hashem in Hashem? I never left Hashem for 1 second. This person who's beloved of Hashem. Hara oiva nisko. Hareya ahuva nisko. Who is this beloved friend that we mentioned? He's the one who's harachik l'snad oyim avayis shenasnad efo bochu. He's the one that hates what Hashem hates and doesn't say what Hashem doesn't like. Shazi alayim b'terosu, that we were warned in the Torah, more miyiris ha'in shom. Not because we're worried about getting punished. And by the way, don't give up your yiris ha'inish too quickly. Don't give up your yiris ha'inish too quickly. He's your best friend right now. What keeps us out of trouble very often is just the fear of getting clapped. It's a good tool to keep. Don't throw it out the window until you've got the Ava level really in place. It's a Rambam. Rambam says the children and the woman, we teach them fear of Oinshim and whatever, and so but the real doubt, the real bentar, he does it out of pure love for Hashem. He's love sick for Hashem, and he does it out of pure love. Until you're 100% sure you're doing all the mitzvahs and everything just because you love Hashem, okay, don't throw Yerusha Oinish and Yerusha Chet and Yerusha Mayim out the window. You know, like a second-rate citizen. Okay. Before you get rid of the yira, make sure that your love's solid, okay? The whole of all yourself based on yira. Yeah, the Yetzer Hara will get you loving Hashem so much that you'll throw yira out the window, you'll become the biggest Baal HaBayir of them all. But I love Hashem! Yeah, what keeps us straight is a good touch.
For beginners, it doesn't punish.
Yeah, but we're beginners for a long time. I mean, beginners?
Yeah.
No, we tell them about love. Then when we hook him, then we give him a club. Well, you're going to hook a guy with Chaydek Chorus? You won't see any shirim in the queue of manuals, you know, on Hilchus Chaydek Chorus. You know? What are they going to do to you? You see, the Svadim weren't damaged by the Haskalah. So that is problems. We need Yira just to get past all the intellectual marriage crap going on in our heads. That's why the Swadis all know how to dab it. We don't know how to dab it. You want to learn how to dab it, go to Swadi. Off the Swadi to teach how to dab it. Look at the Swadi dabbing, it's a beauty. We know how to dab it. Okay. There's exceptions on both sides. I'm not. No mezhanjam ki mitzad shelo yishar ba'at v'shuba tzad chaylek. Not out of pure minus, but because mitzidi, there isn't nothing of me yet. I don't leave anything for myself. U'minegad alab shelo yavol al ritzaynoi. Kamo shol mishalei libcho cholok al amokim. So that your heart shouldn't be different from Hashem. You shouldn't be in machlekas with Hashem. וזה כלל גודל בתורה ודאי. This is the כלל גודל בתורה for sure. כלל הייחוד של כלל התורה כולו בתכליסוי. כמו שהסבר. This מייחד to be able to become one with the Torah and its purpose, זה, as we've explained. והקודש הוא בקיבר, בעל זה המיימר, ובקיבר הוא the one that said the statement, which means he was the statement. When the Tanaim say something, okay, that was them. Any Tana could have said it. But the one that said it, the Maharal in his Akdomata Derechaim explains it to Big Albert. Aliva Rebbe Kiva means what? What does Aliva mean? On the heart of, yes. Simple Pshat is according to. But Aliva means it's on the heart of Rebbe Kiva. It means Rebbe Kiva is the one that's internalized this the most, and therefore he's capable of saying it. That's what Aliva means. So, Rebbe Kiva was the Baal Meimbo, which means he was the guy that made this happen. Because he gave up his whole life for love of Hashem. And that is the greatest one that a person can have. That even when Hashem's coming to take your life, you may yachad with that God. So.
He had 10 martyrs. Also, when they all say Aliva.
Rebbe Kiva was one of the 10 martyrs.
He was one of the 10. But together nine, would they also be Aliva?
Vada? Not saying not. Why is Rebbe Kiva the one? Because he was the one that. On his level, maybe he got it a bit clearer, but in Achinami, he was one of the Asara Yerug Malchus. Achinami. So they all had this aspect. Why was Rebbe Kiva the spokesman? Okay, he might have chuffed it a bit. But you see, the Kashas even, stops before that. Because Rebbe Kiva was the prototype of that whole generation. Rebbe Kiva was the door. Had it not been for Rebbe Kiva, there wouldn't have been the other nine Yerug Malchus. The same way as it wasn't for Moshe Rabbeinu, there wouldn't have been any other Nevi'im. Rebbe Kiva is the flip side of the coin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, there were plenty of Nevi'im, so why Moshe Rabbeinu, why was he? Because he was spitz about that. Rebbe Kiva in the world of Tan Shabbat Peh, in the world of Tzadik Viralo, he was the Moshe Rabbeinu. Which means that's why it was up to him, because he was the beholder of that Musag. Yeah. But the others were all a chelek of it as well. In Achinami, the same as the Nevi'im, all a chelek of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevi'im. Yeah. The new animal, you know. וזה תכלס השלם שבו לאשלים ברוחו ונשמוס אל סוף המחשוב העליין הסוד הקדוש היגיחות. And that was the tachlis, the purpose of the shleimus, that he came to be mashlim in his neshama. Sof ha-machshova al-yayna, the end of that rotson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sod HaKadusha VaYichud, the most primordial point of what's called Kedusha and Yichud. His heart didn't disagree with Hashem at all. Ki meyuchad b'kol chalakov l'zeh kiddushas Hashem k'mo shekosuv. He was totally unified. Every aspect of him was totally unified with this Ratzon of Hashem that he should be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. As it said, v'nekedashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, and I will be sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael. V'zeh rei avu v'nizol. V'seina mashe sina rei v'lo chil shmoy. V'kinyin v'lo t'chalo l'shem kotshi. And that's what's called a beloved friend. Somebody hates what you hate, and he doesn't machalo your name, as we said. The relationship with Hashem is to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim, to bring Hashem into the world and reveal Hashem in the world, and not to remove him from the world. The Lord to Chalal Hashem Kotshi, not to make my name profane, but the way we've been understanding it, not to empty out the world of my presence. Kiddush Hashem is where Hashem is in the world. Chalal means an empty space. It's to move Hashem out of the way. We're trying to bring Hashem into the world. When somebody sees Rebbe Kiva doing what he's doing, all you can say is, Hashem. Yeah, a human being doesn't say that Hashem doesn't do what Rebbe Kiva does. He kisses the cross and goes home. Yeah? You don't keep teaching Torah because that's the Ratzon Hashem, even if it means he's going to get killed. He's waiting for the moment to give up his life of Kiddush Hashem. That reveals the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Ad kan yegi tachlis ava arei l'reyu. This is where the final tachlis of the love of the friend for his friend comes. L'hasi hamasa chamadil ben shneim. To remove the mask that separates between the two of them, Kedal Ares Imay Ponim Bepon Ladevik Vodovik Neemon. To remove the mask, the mechit that exists between Ma and my beloved, and to be total Dveikus Ponim Oponim. Ulze Yimse Gusra Hama Akav Zea Dveikus La Hazbeach Lefonov. That's why he wanted to remove the body, which is really the biggest mask, the biggest mechit of this world is Oilom. From Loshen Ne'elam, what hides Hashem in the world? The world itself. The physical world hides Hashem, also reveals Hashem. You have to have a look at the world properly. But that's what you're trying to do. Avraham Avinu says, how? There must be somebody who runs this world. Walk on the throne. There must be a master of the castle. Hashem says, oh, here I am, takes off the mask. The minute you discover your friend's working, wearing a mask on Purim, the guy comes in to give you shlachmanis and he's wearing his gorilla outfit, the minute you realize that it's Yankele, then Yankele takes off his mask. There's no reason for Yankele to carry on wearing his gorilla outfit if you know that it's Yankele, right? Same as Hashem. The minute you recognize Hashem, you can take off the mask. Then you can have vinegar burning and oil burning to the rest. There's no mask anymore. It's all the same. It's all just Hashem. So oil doesn't burn because oil has special properties of combustion that allow to burn. Oil burns because Hashem says burn. So then vinegar will burn because Hashem says burn. Because there's no mask in the world anymore. You're living in a world where there's a mask, so that oil has to burn because oil has certain molecular structures. And vinegar can't burn because it's lacking those structures. But you remove the mask, oil and vinegar, what's the difference? It's all just a chef. That's when the mask gets taken away. So that's what Rabbi Kimmel was doing, removing the mask totally, totally. You see, yeah, ruchai bavka baruch reyu mishikas isha alachaysa vayishneim tlalechem zekla garu betayu. Awesome lashon, v'tiel ruchai dafke baruch reyu. And your ruach, that aspect of your neshama, is cleaving to their aspect of your friend's neshama. Meshikas isha alachaysa, the kiss of a woman and a sister. Vayishneim tlalechem, and the two of them become one concept. Zekla garu betayu. Zekla garu betayu. V'hafter rechav kamoichem, and you become one, so bound up, you become one entity. Shoo! It's Rabbi Kiva. Yotze nishmasoi ve'echad. His neshama went out ve'echad. Simple chat is why he was saying Shema Yisrael Shem Echad. What? Yotze nishmasoi ve'echad. His neshama went out when he and Hashem were one. There wasn't Hashem and Rabbi Kiva. There was one neshama Yaakov. Ra'atu recha kamoicha. Re'echad. Oh, Moch Hashem, it's not so long to come to the next line. Why is 1 o'clock all of the Torah? You and your friend become one. That's the purpose of the world. It's for you and Hashem to become Dovak as one. That is the reason why we're in this world. To be Dovak in Hashem, for you and Hashem to become one. Through love. You and him become one.
And the rest of the stuff that he said?
What else did he say?
Don't do all the stuff.
What did he say?
After he said, Zekel all the Torah.
After Recha Kamaicha. No, Zekel all the Torah. Master now,
let hello to the elephant.
What's bothering you?
Understand what Rabbi Akiva
is
saying.
We're dealing with what Rabbi Akiva said. You got what he said? You've understood what he said, yeah?
Kind of.
Fuzzy.
Kind of. Like, what does he mean?
That's ongoing. Good fighter. Hatayra tuda ma'ida ala boira. What's bothering you? What's fuzzy? We don't know fuzzy. What's your passion?
There's a full statement of Rabbi Akiva.
What are we not dealing with? He didn't go into that. We don't need a sefer. The sefer didn't deal with that statement. Do you have a shala? Why didn't the mechaber deal with that sefer? Yeah, Hagor Masar Feiter. Well, he did deal with. Do you understand? Yeah. So what's the problem? You haven't understood everything. Okay, we go weiter. No. That's how we would. Now those are the rules of the game in this business. You with me? I'm just trying to help.
Yeah.
Well, you and me in an ongoing process. So every opportunity that comes up to help, I help. They have to all just wait.
Okay.
Got it? Excellent. Okay. No, it's a wonderful opportunity to see. The Mechaber didn't go along with that Mahalo. So you have a very good observation. Why didn't he carry on with that? Okay. He's trying to impress this. Mark Flair gets further attention. When he comes, he'll ask him, hey, what about this? And then they might die too much in somebody who's still called Schlitters, who start from Gesundheit, you know. When they're not Schlitters anymore, then, you know, you can start them to die them like Rishonim. But when you're dealing with somebody who we, Baruch Hashem, we can ask questions to, I call them a dyke like a Rishon. Okay. A Torah Tudam Hira Laboire. The Torah is a document that testifies to the Hashem's existence. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zatzal, Nosafam Lamachum Rachok, Kedai Ledabe,
aliboy shel echad hamaskilim to the nosos lachzir b'tshuva. This also went to travel far away to go speak to one of the maskilim, one of the enlightened apikosim, to try again to be chayzer b'tshuva. But yet advarim iskilo Rebbe Yisro es anisim agedolim shenasu l'avaseinu b'mitzrayim. One of the things Rabbi Shalanta spoke to him about was the incredible listen that Hashem did for us when we came out of Mitzrayim. Hamaskil toin ki ein imam in chas v'chile b'kol ha'dvoyim alalu. It's not a belief chas v'chile in all this stuff. Ima kol bo nimtzim adjoin ima galit, that's my achshav. I wasn't there, I didn't see the nisim, it's Hashem wants me to believe in him, let him reveal himself now. Good kasha. Rabbi Shalanta Shiblo. This is the chokhmah, somebody knows that it's a kiruv. You see, you have to know when to keep quiet. The result of that didn't answer, not a word. Why? Because you can't answer him. Because he's not asking a kasha in Torah, he's asking a kasha on Torah. And a kasha on Torah you can never answer. If when a guy asks you a kasha and you're in kiruv, you have to know if he's asking a kasha in Torah or on Torah. He's asking a kasha on Torah, not in Torah. He's not asking, yeah, but how's it possible that only for the tenth plague you have to put dam on your door because, you know, but what about the other plagues? They never happened to us. Why? Why do they have to do special schusim and need special schusim to be able to drink water? No, that's a kasha in Torah. How come only by Makkos Bechoyres we needed a special schus, you know, of dam on the door in order that Hashem would pass over our houses? Masha and can the other nine plagues we didn't need special schusim. Oh! It's a kasha in Torah. But a kasha on Torah proved to be the Makkos took place. How are you going to prove it? How are you going to do that? What are you going to do? You know, wave a handkerchief and you'll fall asleep and you'll have a dream? I don't know how to do that. So what do you do with a question like that? Well, first recognize not a kasha and therefore don't answer it. You try to answer that one, you've gone. You've just blown this guy out of the water. Because you can't answer it and he'll come away saying, yeah, you see, the rabbi can't answer my question. So what do you do? So what I saw my rabbi do was sit quietly and smile. Say the answer. In my course, Bochum, him to be there, in my garden, that's my Rebbe Yisrael, lo heishiv loi. It's probably the most important line in this book. Rebbe Yisrael, lo heishiv loi. Rebbe Yisrael didn't answer. Sometimes you have to know. Don't say anything. Sometimes the best thing to say is nothing. When the time listens a bit like a tana shaloysam maskil, ashe choyncha al yodei kemeti vachinuch ha-moderni. In the interim, they came up to me. Another thing, his daughter came home and was in the modern school system, yeah? Vatsige begaives to that hitztainut shela kerakdanit medufelmes al beis haseifa goya medufelmes, whatever. She came with her ballet diploma, yeah? Oh, medufelmes, yeah? Diploma. She came with her diploma of excellence in the dance going school that she was in, her dance repertoire. Hamaskil Rabbi Yiddish Nachas Nibuitam et Kedemet Hanoira. He was getting real Yiddish in inverted commas Nachas from his daughter that was advancing so well in the system. And the Chayna Hatzig has to know his name of Yisrael Zatzal. And if we show the Yisrael, he's getting the Yiddish Nachas. He's showing off, right? Yisrael Amakainim Amin Latudazu. Rabbi Yisrael said, I don't believe this Tudah. It means nothing to me. It's a piece of paper. Who says she's a good dancer? When a chayin alayin that caught the fun of, I want you to come here and dance, then I can see if it's really true. Habat nitzko ad am kainish mosa. She was very offended. Vamru v'buz l'avir. Veki bishmil zoken ze min ha-choshayit chashuchim. It's nech lirkoid. Because one of these old people living in darkness, I have to dance. Imeinu mamin shelo yamin. If he doesn't want to believe, don't let him believe. I'm a Rizal Maskil, Kabbalah's Chuvala Shaletcha. Your daughter just answered your question. Yeah? Hakosh Bochu, Kvarokot Lefnaini, Bemeshet, Kolachayim Shnois Torah. Hakosh Bochu danced in front of us for 2,000 years. Gogilez Yecholese Veshlitose Bakola Leila. He showed what he can do and he's rulership over the whole world. Yesh Lanagan Tudarkech. We have a diploma that says it. Hatudai Yatorah Kadesha Shenim Sololano Ishmi Pnish. This Torah that was handed Ishmi Pnish, we now have a chart that shows that Messiah. Yeah, we can check Amasota all the way back to Sana. Ish mi piish, an unbroken tradition. Ru'enu tzarech likod lifan, I call sveiku mefatbek. Because Kosh Baruch doesn't dance in front of everybody, he's got sveika. Same as your daughter doesn't need to dance in front of me. Kosh Baruch doesn't have to come dance in front of you. Hakosh Baruch Gines avoso aleinu ba'al pein shneis teire. B'tchonu bo, v'hu nosim lanu akol, hu mezoiz ba'al pein shneis Mashiach, anachnu megalim et avoso alof. What we said before, in the 2,000 years of the Chayvus HaLevavos, Shita in the Tochen, where you're holding on such a high level that you see Hashem, that Hashem does anything you want, that's the preparation, that's Hashem Kaviyachol dancing in front of us, so that we now know who He is. Then He goes in hiding and He gives us a Tudah, He gives us a Torah, and says, I want you now to go, okay, and live with me, but I'm not dancing for you on the basis of the relationship we have already. That's the second level of Betochem, that's Rashi's level, which is whatever happens is called a good, because it comes from Hashem, which Hashem, the Hashem that we know who we're talking about. We know what we're talking about. That's the next step in this journey of Betochem. The Betochem we have is not a leap of faith. It's a Betochem based on real knowledge. By the way, that's what Imunah means. Imunah means to be faithful. To be faithful to what you know, even when you don't know it now. I know something, I know it's true. Yeah? Now I don't know it, because now the light just went down. It's like a flash of lightning when you're walking in the dark night, and there's a flash of lightning, you see the path. And you know which way you're going to go, and that's pitch black. So how do you go along that path? Because you're being faithful to what you knew in the lights were on. That's who we are in this phase of darkness. The lights were on, we saw the path. And Hashem didn't switch off the lights and leave us without a path, He left us with a map. So the map and the knowledge are able, with the lights on, that basis I follow the path. That's called Imunah. Being faithful to what I know. Not the Christian concept of Imunah. It's not blind faith. Judaism doesn't have a thing called blind faith. Our faith, our knowledge, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu says one thing and our perspective sees another thing, the fact that Hashem is right is not blind faith. Because there's a track record, because we know who we're dealing with. Not blind faith. I was asked that after the Wednesday Shmooze. That's blind faith. I mean, Hashem says 1 and 1 is 3, and we know 1 and 1 is 2, so you just go along 1 and 1 is 3. That's blind faith. That's not intelligence. That's not a Jew. A Jew makes sure that it makes sense. It does make sense, because when Hashem says 1 and 1 is 3, we know who's talking. We just don't understand something here. But it's because we have a track record. Blind faith in Achinam.